Chapter 30, After the End. They say Grim and Dip and Sheriff Goodman dug through all that dirt until their hands were bleeding and finally got me out in one piece, more or less. And that I keep saying is something really stupid, like, I hear the ocean, I hear the ocean. I don't remember it because I was so out of it. When I woke up in the hospital, this nurse told me I'd broken my shoulder and my leg, and could she please autograph my cast? Which I thought was pretty weird, her being a nurse and all. Then Grim and Graham came in, and Grim said he guessed I wouldn't be dancing in the ballet on account of my leg. That's his idea of a joke. Ha ha. Worm, she was real upset with her mom for going along with the Undertaker's lies. Even though she was so scared of him, she couldn't help it. But then she felt a lot better about everything when her mom finally got the courage and testified in court about what really happened, and the Undertaker got convicted. It turns out he'd done the same kind of creepy stuff to another kid and her mom years before. And so he's going to be in prison for a long, long time, which is just fine by me. The best thing is Graham made a big fuss and insisted that Worm and her mom come live with us, at least for a while, until they get on their own 2 feet again. Graham said she and Graham had always wanted to have a big family, and this was a chance of a lifetime. At first, Worm's mom said she couldn't possibly, but Graham wouldn't take no for an answer. And now Worm's mom says moving in with us was the best thing for all concerned, and even though Grim is an opinionated old coot, she wouldn't trade him in for the world. So the way it all worked out now, I've got a little sister for the time being, and who knows, maybe forever, which is pretty cool if I do say so myself. Sometimes I get bored, and when there's nothing to do in the Down Under, and we're out of all books to read, I ask Worm if she wants to do it all over again. Just stick out our thumbs and see where the road takes us. You know, have another cool adventure. When I say that, Worm looks at me and goes, "Are you cracked?" And then she'll kid me and say, "Why don't I grow up and get a brain like a normal people?" That's when I tell her I'll never be normal, not in a million years, and I like it just that way. Just fine, thank you. And that's the truth. The unvanquished truth.